All right.
The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. We got a news update to get to. A lot of stuff going on today, and of course, more from the debate last night. We're wrapping up our Friday Five, which today, with the 4th of July coming up, songs with Free or Freedom in the title. And that's your number one. Skinner. Freebird. Free Falling from Tom Petty at number two. We're looking for number three, four, and five.
Wow.
Had some great honorable mentions, too. Again, the number 1-888-485-MVCR. And who's up next, David?
We got Ron calling in from Oregon. Hey, Ron.
Good. Happy Friday, gentlemen.
And to you, Ron.
Well, just like President Trump last night did a Rocky Balboa on President Biden, and he knocked him out with a Philadelphia Freedom.
There you go.
Number three.
That's what you had at number two, Scott, ahead of Tom Petty. It's a tested timer. It went away for a while and then came back. But I can see you enjoy this song.
Good song.
You're bopping right now.
It's in my top three Elton John songs.
Wow. Yeah, that'll be played all over the place on the 4th of July, too. Yeah, that was a good Rocky Balboa reference there.
I thought the same thing. I thought Mick was going to come out and stop it last night.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, Biden needed some help.
Yeah.
You know, like a Mama Said Knock You Out kind of vibe.
LLJ Cool J.
He tried. Anyway, all right, back to the countdown. Who's next?
We got BB John in Wisconsin.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, how's
it
going?
How you guys? Good, good, good. Hey, I got some breaking news.
All right.
I just interviewed two of the cannibals that ate Joe Biden's uncle.
Awesome.
Mugambi and Magumba both told me one started out at the head and the other one started out at the feet. Yeah. Magumba says, hey, how you doing? Mugambi says, hey, I'm having a ball.
Yep.
Slow down, you're eating too fast.
See? This is why we can't have nice things. Rob's just dying over there.
Slow down. All right. How about Paul McCartney? How about Paul McCartney, Freedom?
Oh, yeah, man. You have it, David?
I don't know the song.
Oh, I bet you'll recognize it when... Talking about
perhaps not the best known McCartney work.
No.
But not terrible.
No, not at all.
All right, who's next?
We got, who do we have? Kristen in Washington. Hey, Kristen.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Kristen.
From Southwest Washington.
Well, thank you so much for checking in.
Yeah, what you got?
Well, Born Free by Kid Rock.
Oh, yeah.
You are so awesome. You made our week. Our meaning, David and I. Because this song got robbed. Come on, man. What do you have against Kid Rock, Scott?
I don't. I like Kid Rock.
You ever crank this?
It's on one of my playlists.
This was one of those songs on the last family road trip, and everybody got to pick a song. I don't know why. I was like, I just want to hear Born Free from Kid Rock right now. Because I love this country. Burst into tears.
Still
no, it's a great song.
Damn it.
Yep. All right, who's next?
We got John in Connecticut. Hey, John.
Hey, happy post-debate day, thank God.
Thanks, John. You too.
No kidding.
Yeah. Leave it to Mary for knowing that 48 years ago, also in Atlanta, when Gary Washington bounded off the stage after playing Freebird, Dale Krantz came up to him and congratulated him for playing all the notes and playing them right.
Great take, John.
Good one. Yep.
He gets a participation trophy. So keeping the debate theme, when President Biden pivoted from abortion to immigration, what did Donald J. Trump get? He got a free ride by Edgar Winter.
Yes. Number four. Who sang this, Scott? I can't remember.
Dan Harmon. You know who played guitar?
Yes, I do. Go ahead.
Ronnie Montrose.
Because every time that song comes on, you know who sings this? The great Dan Harmon.
The great Dan Harmon. The late great Dan Harmon.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And by the way, our number five was a Robbins pick.
Number five.
Michael McDonald. This is the Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Biggest story of the day, David?
Number five.
I love this. Yeah. I'm not going to say anything mean, because after all, it is Pride Month.
Oh, I don't know what that means.
Holy smokes, man.
Actually, I'm reading his biography right now, so I'm listening to a lot of Doobie Brothers stuff.
Okay. That was Solo.
And Michael McDonald. It was his biography. Yeah, it's everything. Or autobiography.
Do you remember the movie that was from? You got 15 seconds. I got $5 if you can
Risky
name it.
Risky something.
What?
Know. Risky? No. No, I don't know.
Time's running out.
I'm sorry. I forgot.
$10. 50. Running not. Scared, right?
That's it. Running Scared. That's
Billy
right.
Crystal?
Yeah, you're right.
All right. We got more debate stuff to get to. The Robbins Trifecta all the way right here.